Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District announced on Friday, September 18th, that they will be assisting families by providing free meals to all students through September 31st or until program funds are depleted. This benefit is for students who attend school on site via 100% remote learning with their Kenai Peninsula Borough School District school or through Connections Homeschool. The benefit is retroactive to the beginning of the school year in August, so any purchased meals between August 24th and September 18th will be refunded to student accounts. Schools that offer breakfast in the mornings will provide both breakfast and lunch for free. Peggy Erkineff of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District told KSRM News on Friday that parents are still encouraged to fill out their 2020-21 meal applications by the October 1st deadline. Even families that are not typically on the free and reduced school meal program may not know the weight that these applications have for all students on the Kenai.
Free and reduced application for meals is not only used for meals, it determines what our federal funding is in the Kenai Peninsula. So it's used for E-rate, it's used for a lot of our title programs, for our title preschool programs. So based on those applications, it's not just to qualify for the meals, it gives the data to the state and then for our federal funding. That's what it's based on. So we really need people to fill those out this year, especially since we have so many students that aren't necessarily in a classroom, and all of the Connections families will be reaching out to as well, asking them to please complete that form. So it benefits all of our children and the Kenai Peninsula's portion of those federal funds.
Parents should also fill out the applications to ensure their students will not be dropped from the meal program on October 6th. This year, all applications will be accepted online through the new state portal at mealapp.kpbsd.org. She also offered information about the process for picking up Get It and Go meals for students enrolled in remote learning and Connections Homeschool.
You need to sign up every week for your meals if you're 100% remote learner or attending Connections Homeschool. And that's by Friday at noon for pickup the following Wednesday morning. And you'll choose where your pickup location is on the online form that you fill out.
If a district school offers shifts to the red high risk for COVID-19 transmission, including a shift to 100% remote learning, all students will also be able to receive Get It and Go meals. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded to a security concern at the Matsu Jewish Center on Thursday afternoon. FBI agents responded to the Matsu Jewish Center to assess a suspicious package, according to spokesperson Chloe Martin. Alaska State Troopers said the suspicious package was not explosive. It was later announced Thursday evening on the Matsu Jewish Center's Facebook page that the package was a false alarm. It was cleared and considered a non-threat. A representative from the Matsu Jewish Center said all people had evacuated from the center. Due to the threat, the Matsu Borough School District sent home students and canceled after-school activities at both Colony Middle School and Colony High School. Alaska State Troopers, Borough Firefighters, Anchorage Police Department officers, and ATF officials were there on the scene at the Matsu Jewish Center. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.